A South African billionaire who spent 5 years addicted to opioids has told Hot 1027 News, "We're underestimating how serious the problem is here in home soil." As part of our special series this October, we're looking at mental health from as many angles as possible. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
I was addicted to opioids for 5 years.
In 2018, founder and CEO of IUM, Antonio Iotso, was involved in a massive accident.
I used to race superbikes. It was a race down in Kilani Racetrack in Cape Town. During the warm-up session, I had a huge crash. The bike crashed into my back, shattered my T7, broke 14 ribs, punctured both lungs.
And then he was introduced to the drug that turned his life upside down.
And in the Milnerton Hospital in Cape Town was where I was prescribed Oxy. I was in ICU for 2 weeks. I was given the drug for 2 weeks. If you understand the drug, within about 5 to 7 days, you're already fully addicted to it. And then I left the hospital with a 2-month supply.
While the deadly Oxy scandal is well documented these days, back in 2018, Antonio wasn't given any warning by the medical staff treating him.
Absolutely nothing. I'd never even heard about Oxy or the Sackler family or any of the documentaries. And when you're in hospital and you're given whatever you're given, you just take it.
Antonio realized early on that he was in danger.
When my tablets ran out and it was time to stop. And that's when I decided to look them up and see why I was feeling so depressed, so agitated, the body sweats. And then I realized I've got a huge problem on my hands.
In his book, Slaying the Dragon, Antonio gives a frightening account of his Oxy addiction.
Because you're taking Oxy, the serotonin, the dopamine levels in your body increase. That's what you end up chasing. The term chasing the dragon is that slight high that you get from when you take the drug. That's what gets you hooked onto it. But then your body stops making your own natural dopamine. And that's where the depression comes from.
And for those who think opioid addiction is an American crisis,
it's alive and well and spreading very much in South Africa.
Antonio wants to use his hellish 5-year journey to warn others.
I've been off Oxy for over 2 years. This drug really doesn't discriminate and it can catch you totally off guard.
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.